Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. We have a number of things to talk about, of things coming up at the library, and we welcome back to the program the head of research at the headquarters branch, the downtown branch of the library. Meg Raymond is here. Meg, good to have you back this morning.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And Rachel Placetti is here, the youth services librarian and teen specialist at England Run. This is your first time here, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get going into things, since this is the first time, we need to know a little bit about you. So how long have you been to the library?
Almost 5 years, actually.
Oh, okay.
Doing a bunch of different kinds of jobs. So I started out subbing at a bunch of different branches in the system. I worked as a children's librarian at our Salem Church branch, and now I'm the teen specialist at England Run.
Being in library work, is that something you had always wanted to do?
Well, I was really lucky. I pretty much grew up in libraries. Some of my fondest and earliest memories are of being in public libraries. And so I always knew that it was wonderful, exciting, it's a great place to work and a great place to give back to the community. And then when I was in middle school, my mom actually started working at a public library. So I knew early on that I wanted to be in libraries. And I guess as I grew up and I realized how much I like working with children and teens, youth services just was a natural fit.
It is so interesting because so many people who come through here from the library have the same story about it comes from parents and from early on going to the library, or it shows you how important for parents it is to get your kids involved in books.
Absolutely. Parents modeling reading for their children is a great way to, it's a great indicator that those kids will grow up and be readers as an adult. And so I think a lot of us as librarians love books and reading, and we always have, and that's the very common librarian origin story.
Yeah, oh, it is. It's amazing, more so than I think anything else, any other career kind of things. When people come in here, you see that with libraries. And we're going to talk as we go along this morning about the summer reading program, and that will tie into that, about just how important, but to get your kids reading at all times, but especially early.
Absolutely.
To do that.
Absolutely. And it's never too early to start reading with kids. So we'll talk about that a lot with summer reading.
We do that. Summer reading is right around the corner. Meg, do you have a similar story of, could you go way back as far as libraries go?
I have been a library user since I was a tiny child.
There
and
you go.
And I do remember my parents were readers. They taught us that reading for pleasure was a worthwhile goal. And one of my fondest memories was when I became old enough to ride my bike to the public library branch by myself. And that was such a rite of passage for me. And I would fill my bike. I had the bike basket on the front with flowers, and I would fill it up with books.
That's the other fun thing when you have librarians and people come in. I mean, most people talk about riding to the store and getting candy. You talk about getting to ride to the library
to
for
the
books.
Library for books. Yes.
You're right where you need to be, Meg. You
I
are
am.
Right where you need to be. Now, and you talked about reading, about your parents emphasizing reading for pleasure, because so often reading is just tied to, I've got to read this book for a book report for school, and it's there are just negative connotations sometimes. Reading for pleasure is fun.
It is, and people who don't read for pleasure, I just kind of feel sorry for them,
mm-hmm.
because they're missing out on literally other worlds.
As somebody, Rachel, who deals with kids, I mean, how important is that to make sure your kids are reading for pleasure at times?
It's so very important. I think that, you know, kids have such a wide variety of interests, and they know their own minds. They know what they're passionate about, mm-hmm. and what they're excited about. And so we know that reading introduces all sorts of vocabulary that isn't introduced in common conversation. We know that reading at at all engages kids' minds. It helps them learn. It helps them grow up into more empathetic and creative individuals. And so really letting them read whatever they want, reading for fun, is so important. And that's why, for example, for summer reading, they're able to read whatever they want all summer long.
Yeah.
And get prizes for doing that. There's not a required reading list. They really get to just dive into the library's collections and experience whatever worlds they want to.
Rachel Placetti here, Meg Raymond here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Rachel, this tomorrow, a huge event is taking place at your library.
Yes, tomorrow, Saturday, May 20th, is our third annual CurlCon. We are so excited. It's going to happen from 1 to 4 o'clock. It's at England Run, and this is our comics convention at the library. So this is tons of fun, whether you're just getting started in comics, whether you've seen some superhero movies and you're curious about what that's all into, or if you've been a longtime fan of comics and superheroes. There's something for everybody. It appeals to all ages, kids and teens and adults, grandparents, everybody.
These comic conventions are big things, and a lot of times people will pay a lot of money to go to these. The one thing that really sets CurlCon apart is it's free.
It is. It's totally free. And so many of those comic conventions, they're more than an hour out of town, and yeah, they're expensive to go to. Our event is on a slightly smaller scale, but we have a lot of the same things that those larger comics conventions will have. So we have vendors and artists, comic book dealers, local authors, especially science fiction and fantasy authors. I'm excited that the balloon guy, Ryan the Balloon Guy, will be there. He makes the most amazing creations for free, hats and things you can carry around with you. So he'll be there. There are activities and crafts for kids. At 3:15, we have a costume contest for all ages, which is really fun.
I have seen pictures in the past, and some people really put a lot into it and dress up for this.
They do. So there's cosplay. There's the costume contest, but a lot of people will just come dressed up as their favorite superhero, their favorite TV or movie character. And it's just a really great time. We get to see how creative the members of our community are, and they really go all out for it. It's lots of fun.
This is one of the bigger events at the library. I mean, and that's saying something, because the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, you've got events and programs going all times, but boy, this has really gotten over the years to be one of your bigger ones.
It has. In the past, I think we've had around 1,400 people, and this year we're hoping for 1,500 people or more. Wow, which is huge.
That's a lot. That, in England Run's a pretty good sized branch, but this is really fun, and for kids of all ages.
It is. It is so much fun. I go, and I think it's a blast. The photo and video booths are something else I'm really excited about. So we have a green screen at the library. There are superhero props. It's just a load of fun. You can game your heart out. We've got Xbox and Wii games. There's so much going on. There's really something for everybody.
I remember when the first year in hearing about this and us talking about it, and I thought, yeah, okay, it's, you know, another event. And then seeing pictures and hearing from people who went, and even hearing then from the library staff, I mean, everybody, I think, you knew it was going to be popular, but it's really popular.
It is really popular, and it's so much fun, and we get questions about it all year long. I mostly work with teens, and our teens have been looking forward to this event for ages. In fact, this year, some of our teen volunteers were so excited about CurlCon and being involved that they have planned one of the activities that we're doing. So they have created Harry Potter, like a wand craft, sort of like Ollivander's in Harry Potter, where you can go to the wand shop and find the wand that is meant for you. So now you can come to CurlCon and you can create your own Harry Potter wand, which is an activity that our teens designed.
Well, and like you say, it's free, and it's right here. And if you like comic conventions, this is tomorrow at England Run. It's for you.
Yes, it sure is.
1 to 4, it is CurlCon, and you said this is the third.
This is the third one.
So be a busy day for you tomorrow.
It will be busy and fun.
LibraryPoint.org is the website for the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. There's also a good Facebook page that keeps you up to date on everything that's going on. Rachel Placetti, Meg Raymond here from the library. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning with Meg Raymond and Rachel Placetti here. We're talking about a number of things. LibraryPoint.org is the website for the library. And Meg, I'm sure you have people come in all the time who don't have a library card. It's easy to get a library card. I guess you can just get one if you come into the library. You can also do it. I got mine a few years ago online.
You can do it either way. You can apply for a library card online, and they will mail it to you. Your address is your check. You can come in and get a library card. They will ask for something with a local address on it, mm-hmm. where you live either in the city of Fredericksburg or the counties of Stafford, Spotsylvania, or Westmoreland. We do have reciprocal borrowing privileges with some other counties, pretty much the counties that touch ours. So if you have a card from, say, Orange County, you can get a card from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, too.
So again, just do that. It's easy to do. LibraryPoint.org. And for years, I had always thought, well, I need to get one. And it was one of the weeks one of the shows we did, and I was shamed into getting one. And I have used it. And it's good to have for a number of, Lydia.com is the.
It's your library card is probably the most powerful card you can have in your possession. You can check out books, of course, because that's something that we're all about. But you can do so much more with your library card. We have a whole lot of online content that you can access through our webpage using your library card. Our newest offering is Lynda.com.
Lynda.
Which is online courses. And I have thought, I think I'm going to need to take some time off just to do some Lynda courses. There are some amazing things that you can do, whether you just want to do something fun, whether you are actually learning something to further your career, or just something that you've always been interested in. Lynda has something for you.
And it was a month or so ago, someone was telling me that they had found that site, and they were saying they'd like to do it, but it was too expensive.
It's
and
too
I
expensive.
Said, well, have I got news for you? Because if you have a library card, the library has an agreement, and you can take those classes.
Lynda.com, and then some of the other things that people find that are amazing resources that your tax dollars have paid for. You can do downloadable audiobooks. Mm-hmm. You can do ebooks, which people have been able to do for a long time, but now you can do downloadable audiobooks. We had someone yesterday who said, I just bought a new car and I was so excited because I commute 5 hours a day. I was going to do CDs. And she said, it doesn't have a CD player. It has Bluetooth. And I said, oh, we can fix you up. And she was amazed and excited to be able to do that.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes. So you can do downloadable audiobooks through the library. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, okay. And if you're the other thing is, if you're having trouble with because I had trouble updating my Kindle and ran into some problems, took it into the Salem Church branch, and just like that, they walked me through it, and it was back online.
We do have anybody can walk in, and we can see if we can help you. If you've got something that you just need a little bit more help, we do have training on demand or one-on-one training at all of our branches where you make an appointment with someone who will sit with you for an hour and help you if it's you want to put books on a Kindle, you want to figure out how to send an attachment through your smartphone, whatever it is that you want. Someone, a librarian who knows how to do this, will get you where you need to go.
As Meg Raymond is here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, as head of research, talk a little bit about what are some of the kind of things that you do. You're kind of the help desk?
Yes. my job has changed so much in the 25 years that I've been a librarian. We used to look things up for people. Now we help people find their own information and learn how to evaluate sources.
Okay.
And is this real? Is it, you know, it used to be that you could assume if something was printed in a book that you were going to get information that it could be outdated. It could be something that you disagreed with. It could be something that maybe could be harmful. But it went through a number of processes. Somebody mm-hmm. had to read it, write it. Somebody had to edit it. Then it had to be published. Then it had to be purchased. But with the internet, anybody can put anything up there.
Yeah.
And so consumers need to be critical of what kind of content they are consuming, and librarians are a natural fit to help people do that.
Boy, I was just going to say, with so many, that is such a current topic in the world today of being able to decipher that, and as Facebook has gone on and things like that, that's a valuable
and it's
research.
Hard for us. We're experts, and we get tripped up sometimes by sharing something on Facebook that, you know, that's not true, don't you, Meg? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, I know. There are times because yes. there are the services out there that you can sometimes go to see if a story is true or not. But sometimes they're wrong.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's your job has, I'm sure, changed a lot.
It's changed a lot, and it's exciting. And that is what is so amazing is that I can say I've been a librarian for 25 years, but my job has been different every
yeah.
single day. And the one thing that has been the recurring theme throughout all that 25 years is we're there to help people. And that is my favorite thing to do, whether it's finding you a good book, whether it's helping you find a recipe, whether it's helping you create a resume so that you can get a better job, whatever it is. But that help is just so rewarding on our end.
And we talk about it all the time. A lot of times, it just shows there are just so many layers to the library. The library is more than just coming in and checking out books. That's obviously one of the bigger things you do. But you provide so much more than that.
We provide so much more. If you haven't been in a library in a while, please come in and visit. You'll be amazed at how libraries have changed.
Yeah.
And I think that you'll become a regular if you haven't been. You're always welcome, no matter how long it's been since the last time you were in a library.
No, and Rachel Placetti here, for the Youth Services Librarian and the Teen Specialist at England Run. Rachel, you go into England Run, you go into Salem Church, and especially just some of the newer branches, everything it's colorful, and it doesn't look anything like your grandmother's library.
Yes, we try to create as warm and welcoming of a space as possible, and we want our physical space to sort of resemble how libraries have changed so much recently. We're very, very relevant and a huge part of our communities, and, you know, technology and all of the things that we offer are so crucial in the community. And now we have these beautiful physical spaces that really reflect that.
Well, and when we talk about how just being relevant in the community, one of the things that goes on this summer, and we've done shows on this in the past and just a few weeks ago talked about the summer lunches that the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank and LaToya Brown behind. And I know one of the areas where there are lunches served is the Salem Church branch in Spotsylvania.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our customers know to expect lots of extra fun and special things at the library, especially during the summer. But people might not realize that we also offer free and nutritious lunches for people under age 18. So there are three of our branches where we're able to do that. Our headquarters library, so Monday through Friday, June 26th through August 18th, except there's the exception for July 4th,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be from 2 to 3 o'clock, and that is for kids and teens ages 18 and under, and that's in partnership with Fredericksburg City Public Schools. at our Salem Church branch on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, June 21st through August 24th, 1:30 to 1 o'clock. That's for kids and teens ages 18 and under in partnership with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. And then at England Run on Saturdays, June 18th through August 27th, and that's 2:30 to 5 o'clock, there are food bags that are provided to local children who participate in the federal free and reduced lunch program during the school year. And that is in partnership with Heartwood Center Summer Ministries. And that's a ton of information. So on our website, it's librarypoint.org and then /library lunch has all of those dates and locations and times with more information.
What's fantastic about that program is that you've partnered with three different agencies.
Absolutely. We have wonderful community partners for so much. But for this for the summer lunch program, it's just really exciting. We know that during the school year, a lot of kids are relying on those free or reduced lunch programs at their school to have those nutritious meals. And during the summer, it can be a real hardship for some families to provide that. And so this program is incredibly, incredibly important.
Again, just go to librarypoint.org to find out the information. I guess one of the other things you hope is you've got kids there and it's summer and maybe they'll pick up a book or two.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much going on at the library during the summer, and we do. We love to see them when they come in for that program. They'll often venture into the library and just be amazed at all of the things that we have, and it's a great opportunity for them to get library cards if they didn't already have one, to check out some books, to see all of the exciting things we have going on in our branches during the summer.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the 32nd Annual Music on the Steps at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and we're going to jump into summer reading because that is a big program, and we will give you all the details on that. Rachel Placetti, Meg Raymond from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here, librarypoint.org. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Lots of good stuff going on. Rachel Placetti here, Meg Raymond here from the library. Meg is the head of research at the downtown library, and so do you have an office, or are you one of the people that sit right out there in the front?
Well, yes, I have an office that I visit rarely.
Okay.
Mainly I am out in the public, out in the stacks, fixing displays, talking to people.
Okay.
It's not an office job. It's not a sedentary job, and I love it.
See, that's why everybody from the library, when they come in, are so good, because you deal with you are talking to people every day. So this is just an extension of that.
It is. It is. And that's what we love to do. So
Rachel Placetti here, the Youth Services Librarian and the Teen Specialist at England Run. And we mentioned it a little bit ago, and before we close the program, we'll talk again about CurlCon that takes place at England Run tomorrow from 1 to 4. But Rachel, one of the big things, and we always talk about this every year, the summer reading program is coming up, and this is really a big deal, and a lot of it used to be kids, but I mean it's kids and adults and everybody can read this summer.
Absolutely. Summer reading starts June 1st, and we are so excited. Just like always, this is a program where you can read whatever you want to read all summer long, and you can earn prizes. This year, though, we have decided to make it even more fun. We have a new summer reading website, and so everyone, kids, teens, adults, can complete library missions and earn virtual badges. They can play games, write reviews. There's even a feature where you can create your own avatar, your own little lookalike you, and you can win prizes. It is really exciting. So we've added that kind of gamification element to make it even more fun this summer.
Well, we talked about, Meg and I were talking a few minutes ago about you can get a library card online. You can sign up for this online too.
Absolutely. We make it as easy as possible.
You mentioned about, we were talking a little bit earlier about reading for pleasure, and that's what really this is about, because you talk to educators and they just stress over and over how it's not good to just for kids to go into the summer and not do any reading. This helps you launch into the fall.
It sure does. So we know that through the school year, kids are learning a lot every day and their brains are working really, really hard. So in the summer, there's a little bit of a danger that kids and teens will be less challenged. And so that's not true for everybody, but a lot of kids aren't having that reading and that enrichment experience during the summer. And probably the easiest way to keep them learning and engaged all summer long is with reading. So there are lots of studies that show that kids who don't read and who don't have that kind of enrichment can slide back in their learning. And that has a cumulative effect. Eventually, it can put them several grade levels behind in their reading. So summer reading is very, very important. And we try to make it as fun as possible with those prizes, with being able to read whatever you want, reading for fun all summer. And now with this extra, those missions that you can complete, too, to get to know your library a little bit better and have even more fun in the library. It's gonna be great.
And, boy, just to learn about a library and learn about all the things. And like you say, if you haven't been to a library, and if you have kids, shame on you for not going and taking them to the library. But it really, the look of a library, it's certainly has changed.
It has. And, you know, we love it when we see people who haven't been to the library in a while, because that's our opportunity to sort of welcome them into our reading community. And so the summer is a great time to visit the library and talk to your librarian about what you like to read, what your kids like to read. I love to talk to kids who are maybe a little more reluctant about their favorite TV shows and video games, and then find them a book that might appeal to them based on what they're interested in. And it's just a great place to come and connect with your neighbors, to connect with the library, our community partners. We have all kinds of events going on all summer. But summer reading is just a really fun way to make sure that all that hard work your kids did during the school year, that they don't lose any of that learning and that they're ready when school starts up again in the fall.
So, I know that whether for teenagers, for different ages, there are different things, but does everybody kind of keep track of how much they read and kind of log that?
Yeah, kids and teens, you're going to log your minutes, and adults, you're going to log the books that you read. This year is the first year where everyone has the opportunity to write book reviews. In the past, that's just been something that we offered to our adult customers, but our kids and our teens especially have always wanted to sort of share their feedback about what they're reading, so that's something that they can do this year. We also have kickoff programs this summer, too, to celebrate summer reading. So for our babies through age 5, we have a Grow a Reader summer kickoff, and those will happen between June 5th and June 16th. For K through 6, we have a really exciting program called Tall Ships and Pirate Tales with the Science Tellers. So that's June 19th through 22nd. That is so much fun. The Science Tellers will perform a play based on science. It's always hysterical, and this year it has pirates in it, so what could be better?
Ooh.
I know. And the Super Summer Smash is our teen kickoff, and that's going to happen on June 16th and 17th at our Porter and our headquarters libraries.
And you think about it, having adults, it makes a lot of sense. They can win some things, but for kids it's important probably to see that your parents are also participating, and that I'm not just saying you're going to read this summer.
Absolutely. I'm one of the best indicators for kids having high academic success and growing up into readers is whether or not they saw their parents reading at home, and whether or not they then read with their parents at home as well. It couldn't be more important. And so we do have great incentives for adults. There are weekly drawings for things like movie tickets and what else, Meg?
We do have weekly movie passes. And I can't remember. We keep talking about all these different things.
Go to library.org.
We'll know. We're not doing pens this year.
No. At the end of summer, there are raffles this year as well. We had some generous donations from the community. So I know for adults, they'll be entered to win a tablet. For kids and teens, there's an iPad. There are book bundles, more movie ticket bundles, lots of exciting things. So you can earn prizes all summer, and then at the end of summer, there's maybe an extra special thing that you could win as well.
Right. So the more you read, the more chances you have to win.
Yeah, read lots.
Well, and for kids, you talked about it, about, you know, the whole learning loss thing, and that becomes important for when in school, and whether it's SOLs or just the kind of standardized tests, you just can't afford to do that.
You can't, and I know it's heartbreaking for kids. They'll get to the end of the school year, and they will really feel like they've learned a lot. Yeah, and it's this huge relief. But then sometimes they go back to school again in the fall, and they're behind, and they're not reading even at the same level that they were at the end of the last school year. Mm-hmm. So then not only during the year do they have to learn all of those new things at their new grade level, but they have to catch up to where they were the previous year. So we really, summer reading is great for making sure that doesn't happen and keeping kids and teens on track.
Well, and you make it fun.
Exactly. And this year it really is. It is a lot of fun.
And I think the chance to write book reviews is a good thing, because they don't have to be long, and it helps you just at any age to be able to critically think and put into words what you've read, what you think about it.
It does. And I think it's a lot of fun to talk about books and to share your opinions. You can make it so that your reviews are private just for you, but you can also share those reviews on our website with other people who are participating in summer reading. And so that's a great way for people in the community to get recommendations from each other.
And I think that's something that all ages have always liked to do. They'll come into the library and say, "Let me tell you about this book that I just read." And mm-hmm. this just takes that to the next step, that they can share it with more people than just their librarian. Although we love to hear about what you've read, I get some of my best recommendations from the customers who come in and tell me about the books they've read. But this way they can review their books to a slightly wider audience. And again, it's fun.
Well, it's fun. You encourage people to read things that they want to read for pleasure. And I've always thought that one of the great things about reading books, it just helps your vocabulary. It helps you expand a vocabulary, and you see contexts of words. And for kids anyway, as you go through school, even for adults, you start hearing words, or you start using words that if you're not reading, you may never come across those kind of things.
Absolutely. The words that appear in books are more rare, more unusual than the words that appear in everyday conversation.
Yeah.
So it really is a great vocabulary booster. But I have had that experience too as an adult, where I'm reading a book and I think, I have never heard that word before.
Yeah.
Right? I think we've all had that happen. So that's a powerful thing for kids and for teens who are still growing their vocabulary. They're still getting ready for the world, learning how to read and how to communicate. But for adults too, I think we all could benefit from the occasional, you know, literary vocabulary lesson, right?
Learn a new word and then use it at work and see everybody you work with go, "Whoa."
Yes, it's very impressive.
Yeah. So the summer reading, again, it's for everybody. I remember, I mean, you've included adults now for a number of years, but years ago it started out for kids, and you involved the teenagers, and it's just a great thing. June 1st through August 31st, librarypoint.org/summer, or you can just go into a library branch, and people like you Rachel, can or Meg can get you signed up. And for parents who are wondering or just don't know kids' books, that's where you're a great resource.
Absolutely. Our youth services librarians read voraciously in our
voraciously.
In our,
now, there's a great word.
Yeah, I got it from a book.
Yeah.
But we read from our children's and our teen collections. Like mm-hmm. Meg was saying, getting recommendations from customers. I read most of the teen titles that I read because they were recommended to me by other teens. And so we do. We have great recommendations that we can make. And also, we know of great resources. If for some reason we're striking out, we can help you find books anyways. There are so many places that we can look and that we can point you towards to find books that you'll enjoy.
Is there a teen book or two that's just really hot right now?
Absolutely. So I right now am reading a series called To All the Boys I've Loved Before, and it's by Jenny Han. So I'm not much of a romance reader, especially not in the teen romance category, mm-hmm. but these books have been flying off the shelves. And so the basic premise of the first book is that a girl named Laura Jean, she has over the years written love letters to all of the boys that she's had crushes on. But of course, she never sent them because that would be a terrible idea. Unfortunately, something happens and the letters get sent. And so all of the boys she's ever had a crush on now know, and they know her innermost heartfelt secrets. And so this book is about the fallout of that. And there are three books in the series. Now in the last book, she's a senior. She's getting ready to go to college. She's thinking about what that means. And I think that these books are so relatable and appealing to our teens. We just can't keep them on the shelves.
Interesting. It's letters
to all the boys I've loved before, and it's by Jenny Han.
Okay, interesting stuff. Rachel Placetti, Meg Raymond here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll talk about Music on the Steps, a Triad series, Being Mortal series, and also we'll talk about CurlCon tomorrow at England Run. We will be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Rachel Placetti, Meg Raymond here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Lots of stuff going on, and that is what we're talking about this morning. LibraryPoint.org Facebook page has all kinds of always relevant information. You can get all kinds of information there, too. We talk about summer reading. Meg is also one of the great things about the summer around here is Music on the Steps at the Downtown Library. And it's Monday nights. Was it June, July, and August?
June, July, and August, except July 3rd.
Okay.
And this will be our 32nd annual Music on the Steps. So this is the 32nd year that we have had Music on the Steps. We have some people who have been here. Some of our performers are new this year, and some have been here pretty much the whole time. Lori Rose Griffith and Pete Mealy have appeared for 31 years. So
wow.
They have done everyone except one.
They've aged in front of our eyes.
That's right. If you could see the pictures from the first time they were there. This year, we have something even more exciting. We have sort of a pre-series concert that will be Friday, June the 2nd. We're kind of tagging along with the first Fridays. And that will be from 7 to 8 p.m., and that's only if the weather is permitting. If it's raining or storming, it will not move inside.
Okay.
All the other Monday night ones, if it is too hot or if it's storming, it will move into the theater. And that decision will be made by 5 o'clock. The music is the concert people are being paid for by the Friends of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and this year we also have gotten a Jumpstart grant. So that is how we are able to afford such amazing performers, from folk to Afro Puerto Rican to jazz to rock. My favorite group, although I guess I shouldn't say that I have favorite, is the first Monday night, June 5th, is the Dixie Power Trio that has more than three members, and they are jazz Zydeco, but they are also so much fun. We're also having Karen Jonas, The Company Store, Laura Rose Griffith and Pete Mealy, Angela Easterling, The King Bolts, Fredericksburg Jazz Collective, Mock Piratey, which I don't know at all if that's how you pronounce it, Davis Bradley, Razor Hill, Cabin Creek, and Samilla Cultural. So it's a very varied lineup, and things that I think there's something for everybody to enjoy. Bring your blanket, bring a lawn chair, mm-hmm. bring a picnic, bring a dancing partner.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
No, it's a lot of fun.
On a sunny night when it's outside, it's just, there's nothing like it.
It is really an interesting venue. Who knew that those wide library steps would make such a fun place for performers to perform?
And people do. They go up front and they dance sometimes.
They dance, yes, indeed.
Have seen it. Real quick, couple of other things. Triad Safety Series is June for National Safety Month, and lot of good programs.
This is something that we have partnered with Triad, and which is law enforcement officials from the area, from the region, and they will be presenting programs at the England Run Branch, Salem Church, Snow, Porter, and at headquarters. Things like frauds and scams against seniors, internet safety, fire prevention and fall preventions, safety for seniors, and then let's talk about RX, things about prescriptions. So there's something for every adult. It's geared mainly towards senior citizens, mm-hmm. but certainly things that any adult can benefit from. And that has been a very natural partnership for us. The library has spaces that people are comfortable coming to. They know where the library is. They feel safe going there. And then we have partnered with law enforcement to talk about to let them share their expertise in a place where people can already are already coming.
You also have a partnership with Mary Washington Hospice, a Be Immortal series, and that's you view something. There's also discussions.
This is something that we're very excited about. There is a national discussion about being mortal, and that is an exploration of the practice of caring for the dying in our society. And it's based on the book by Dr. Achul Gawande called Being Mortal. And there will be screenings of the movie at headquarters and Salem Church. And then after the movie, there will be panel discussions with some really high-hitting local health providers. We'll have William Anderson, who's the medical director of Mary Washington Hospice, Waylon Marks, who's in geriatric and family medicine, Valerie Hobson Bell, who's a senior advocate and ombudsman, Bea Kerr, who's with Mary Washington Hospice, and Jennifer Moore with Mary Washington Hospice. They're both hospice social workers. So that will happen, a panel discussion after the movie. Then the second part of the series will be the Conversation Project, and that is a national movement focused on helping people to talk about their wishes for end-of-life care. So that, again, will be Mary Washington Hospice sharing information and helping people discuss and document their own end-of-life wishes. This is something that is a very difficult conversation for people to have, but a very important conversation for people to have.
LibraryPoint.org, or you can go to the Facebook page or At Your Library, the quarterly magazine that that comes out, has all the information. LibraryPoint.org. Curl Con is tomorrow, 1 to 4. At England Run. We are out of time. Thank you both for coming. Rachel Placetti, the Youth Services Librarian and Teen Specialist at England Run. Meg Raymond, the Head of Research at the Downtown Library. Thank you both.
Thank you.
See you soon. Again, librarypoint.org. That's it for Town Talk.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.